بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا اے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا ایسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا ایسی طرح سے ممکن ایسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا ایسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا ایسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا ایسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا
اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا او اللہ دیر از نو ادر وے ٹو گیٹ ٹو یو دیر از نو ادر وے آف ریچنگ یو نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد Says, O Allah, which other way can we reach you? Which other way can we get to you? Which other way can we connect with you? Except through the route of sabr or through the route of shukr. Sometimes you have to make sabr and sometimes you have to make shukr. And now this I have discussed many, many times. And this poetry was discussed on Saturday night also. That there are only two routes. There is no third route. Either it is the route of sabr or it is the route of shukr. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif, the khulasa, the essence of the whole Quran Sharif is in Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins with Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Rabb of the worlds. So the khulasa of the Quran Sharif is in Surah Fatiha. And Surah Fatiha we have to read in every rakat of every namaz. And this is something that will remain on the tongues of the people even in Jannat. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Praise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In other words, it means making shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ni'mats. Alhamdulillah, it really means that the person is making shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ni'mats. When he is glorifying Allah, when he is praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for whatever he has created, it is like making shukr over that ni'mat. See, if the person looks at the sun and he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He looks at the moon and says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now we may think that, how can that be shukr that he is making? But there's shukr there, that he's saying, oh Allah, if you didn't create the sun, how much of difficulty we would have had? If it was only darkness all the time then? And when he's looking at the moon and saying, Alhamdulillah, then again it is the same thing. That, Ya Allah, if you didn't create the moon, how much of difficulty? If you didn't create the waters of the ocean, how much of suffering? How much of difficulty we would have had in transporting our goods from China and America and other parts of the world which we order. How would we have to have arrived here easily as it arrives in these huge tankers, huge ships. So whenever the person is saying Alhamdulillah, he is in reality making shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the khulasa of the Quran Sharif in Surah Fatiha and Surah Fatiha's khulasa in Surah Alhamdulillah. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now people say that if you are going to be making shukr of Allah Ta'ala in Jannat all the time, so that will be great difficulty, because if you tell somebody that in this world now you must keep saying Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah all the time, so you say, how am I going to then eat, how am I going to drink, how am I going to conduct my business? It's difficult. How can I make tarif or Alhamdulillah all the time? But we have examples in this world, how the person is breathing in and out, is inhaling and exhaling. So does he have to think that now I'm inhaling, now I'm exhaling, I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out? Does he have to think? When he's going to sleep, does he think? Whilst he's fast asleep also, he's breathing in and out, in and out. If he wasn't breathing, he would have gone to the Qabristan. So his breathing in and out is involuntary. He doesn't have to think over it. Allah Ta'ala has got a mechanism that the person is breathing in, is breathing out. Just like that in Jannat, the person will be making shukr of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat all the time, all the time. It will be like breathing in and breathing out. So the root to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is either of shukr. And therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He dearly loves those who make shukr. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah Ta'ala promises those people great increase if they are going to make shukr. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gain in sending azab for you? Will Allah Ta'ala benefit in any way if He sends down azab? Will Allah Ta'ala gain some kind of pleasure if He gives you azab and punishment? How will it help Allah Ta'ala in any way? It doesn't benefit Him in any way. And why should He give you azab if you make shukr and if you bring iman? You make shukr over the ni'mats and you have belief in Him, you have iman in Him, and you fulfill the taqazas of those iman and the taqaza of that shukr. So then why must Allah Ta'ala punish you? Because shukr is not just Ya Allah Tera shukr and the person is looking at haram. He's making shukr of the eyes and he's looking at haram. He's making shukr of the ears and is listening to haram. He's making shukr of the tongue. Ya Allah, your shukr, you gave me speech. And then he's using the speech for haram. For telephoning and speaking to his illicit beloved. Now on the one hand, he's making shukr of that tongue. What would he have done if he was gone dumb? Could he have picked up the telephone and spoken to his illicit beloved? Those haram mashuks and mashuqas, would he have been able to speak if he was dumb? If she was on the other side and he picked up the phone, what would have been his condition? So now he's making shukr, Ya Allah, your shukr that you gave me speech. And then what is he doing with that speech after that? Once one young person told me, he says, Maulana, what can we do? I am proposed to a certain girl. Now you keep saying that we must not court, we must not speak to them before marriage with shahwat and khayishat and all those things. What can I do? The fingers itch to make the call. So I said, if your fingers are itching, then sign the register. If your fingers are itching, then sign the register. With those same fingers, sign the register. After that, talk how much you want. So the person is making shukr of the tongue and then he's using the tongue for the same haram speech. So that's not shukr. That is why I'm saying that he must fulfill the taqaza of that shukr. Taqaza of the shukr is, of the ears, is that we don't listen to haram. Of the tongue we don't speak haram. Of the hands we don't touch haram. Of the feet we don't walk towards haram. Of the eyes that we don't look at haram. Now that is fulfilling the taqaza of that shukr. So he isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil se shukr karna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna. That every ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that the person sees upon him, he is making shukr. And this you have heard many times from me, that from the morning till the evening, how many things happen according to our taste and our desire and our wish and our will. How many things. The person makes it on time to his business. The person goes to the bus stop, he gets his bus on time. The person gets up in the morning, he's got hot water, cold water, for wuzu, for ghusl, for other things. The person has got tea at home. He's got sugar, he's got milk, he's got bread. The person, when he gets up, his eyes, he can see his children, he can see his wife, he can see his parents, he can see the color of his carpet and he can see his face in the mirror. The person can see his face in the mirror, what a great namat that is. If he could not see his face in the mirror, what would have been happening to him? Now here the person is able to shave, he is able to cut his nails, he is able to do everything because he can see. He can find his way to the bathroom, he can find his way to the car, he can drive his car on the street. Do they allow any blind person to drive car? Look at the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. He makes it to his office on time. He's able to breathe easily. His kidney is flushing properly. He's able to relieve himself. He's not constipated. That's also a great ni'mat. So much of ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, so he's making shukar of Allah. Say, isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. That every time he's looking at the ni'mat and say, Ya Allah, your shukr, your shukr, your shukr. In his heart, he doesn't have to go out of his way, nothing. In his heart, he says, Alhamdulillah. Wallahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Or any other tarif of Allah Ta'ala. So if Allah Ta'ala gives plenty of ni'mats as He has blessed us with, and we always look at that which we don't have, whereas we should look with that which we have. Our depression is because we are always looking at what we don't have. I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have that. No matter how much a woman has in at home, but she will always say what she doesn't have. And no matter how much a man has, clothing, shelter, car, money, everything. But when you look at the big businesses and big companies and other tycoons and magnates, then you say, I don't have that, I don't have that, I don't have that. So there's nothing wrong in aspiring, there's nothing wrong in working hard and trying to earn more with good niyat. There's nothing wrong with all that. But what I'm saying is that if we are going to keep looking at that which we don't have, then we'll get depressed, then we'll make nashukri of Allah Ta'ala, we'll make kufran of ni'mat. And remember, make shukr over every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And don't displease Allah Ta'ala by rejecting any of His ni'mat or disrespecting. Don't kick any of His ni'mat. Don't throw any of His bounties and ni'mat. That's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Dua Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik. Zawal can come away on those ni'mat. How many empires have collapsed? The great-great-grandchildren of the Mughal kings, even up till today in the streets of Delhi, some of them are begging. Great-great-great-grandchildren of the Mughal kings trace the history. And those who know, then they say they have traced the lineage right up to Mughal kings. And they are beggars on the streets of Delhi. Empires have collapsed. The other day we were walking here, we saw one cent on the ground. So I picked up the cent and addressed my friends, and I told them that, look, this 1 cent, today it is valueless. It's got no value. What can you buy with a cent? And everybody says that. So if you can't buy anything with it, what must you do? Throw it like that. See how high you can throw and how far it can go. And if it comes on your feet, then kick it. But remember that if you are going to make qadar of that small ni'mat, Allah Ta'ala will protect your big ni'mats. Every rand has got a cent in it. Every 100 rand has got that cent in it. Every 1,000,000 rand has got that cent in it. Without that 1 cent, that 1,000,000 rand is not complete. So if you can't buy anything with it, that is understandable. But at least don't kick it. Don't make na qadri of that ni'mat. Take it, put it one side. Or accumulate 10 cents and give it to somebody. Or do something, but don't kick the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will kick all the other ni'mats out from the person's life, then only he will realize. Food, how much of wastage? So don't waste. Make shukr of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna kabhi dil se sabr karna kabhi dil se shukr karna. Isi tarah se mumkin. There's no other way. And the other thing is that the things are not going according to plan. One is purposely the person is doing wrong things, then he must blame himself. But if it is not something that he has done willfully, purposely, deliberately, and it didn't go according to plan, so then make sabr. Then don't become restless. Don't lose hope in Allah Ta'ala. Don't lose trust in Allah Ta'ala. Don't begin to complain of every little difficulty that the person is facing. Believe that that is also a route to Allah Ta'ala. Through sabr, the person is getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. Through his sickness, through his disease, through his illness, through his poverty, through his weakness, through his loss of sight, through his loss of speech, through his loss of hearing, through his loss of wealth. Different losses that take place in a person's life are all bringing the person closer to Allah Ta'ala. To the people who are seeing with their eyes, they are saying this person suffered a loss. But in the meantime, Rasulullah and Allah Ta'ala says, no, this person has come closer to me. He has come closer to me. Look at that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in which is Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, the mafhum of which Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will tell a rich person, so that I had no clothes, and you did not give me clothes. He said, Ya Allah, you are the one who gave everybody clothes to wear. How can you be in need of clothes? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that poor person was in need of clothes. If you had given him clothes, then you would have got your sawab here today for that. Your reward of that, you would have got it here. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, I was in poverty, I was poor, I was hungry, starving, you didn't give me food to eat. Say, Ya Allah, you give the whole mankind food to eat. How can you be starving in need of food? Say, that poor person who was starving, who was hungry, who didn't have anything to eat, if you had given him food, then you would have got the sawab here. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, I was sick, and you didn't care for me, you didn't visit me, you didn't make riyadat of mine. He said, Ya Allah, how can you be in need of riyadat? And how can you be sick? How can you be requiring assistance and help in sickness? And a visit of people with that you are sick. Allah Ta'ala said, if you had visited that sick person, you would have found me by him. You would have found me by him. So why? Because that sick person is helpless now. Some types of sicknesses are such that when you look at that person, it is sufficient for ibrat. Some people are in such pain, go to the hospitals and listen to their screams. So now that person is making sabr. He's taking treatment, operation, cut. The doctors are chipping, chopping, slicing, cutting. As I say, they become like our women folk in the kitchen, the surgeons. They chip, chop, slice, cut, mince, do a lot of things. So this person is making sabr over it. So through sabr he is getting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna Allaha ma'as sabireen. And Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion he was sitting with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the lamp went off. So Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, is this also some kind of difficulty? He said, yes, even if the lamp goes off, it is a kind of a difficulty that the person has experienced. So when he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rewards him. Any kind of difficulty comes upon a person. So there are so many things that go wrong in a person's life. He doesn't want it to happen in that way, but it's not in his control. If it was in his control, then he would have been able to do exactly as he wished and willed. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala willed otherwise. He wanted to reach a place at a certain time. On the way he met up with an accident. The person didn't do it purposely, and he landed himself in hospital. And there, now his legs are broken, his hand is broken, his skull is cracked. So many, many days and months may go past before he recovers. So now all those things that happened, it was not in his power. So now he's making sabr over it. Say, Ya Allah, it was your will, you know best. And now if this means it brings me closer to you, then I'm happy with that. Sickness, disease, poverty, pain, suffering, what does it do? The person's real du'as are made at that time. We must not ask for it. We are extremely weak. But when does a person make sincere du'as, deep-hearted du'as, du'a with pain in his heart, when does he make? When does he really say, Ya Allah, listen to my du'a. I'm appealing to you, I'm begging you, and you are the only one in whose hands my life lies and a solution to my problem lies. The person does that when he is in a desperate position, when in desperation, when he is really desperate. At that time the dua also is from the deep recesses of his heart. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it's mercy of his. In all conditions it is his mercy. Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe se sabr karna, kabhi dil pe shukr karna. Sabr and shukr, these two roots to Allah ta'ala. Jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hai, us haal ko akmal dekha. It's the best of all conditions in which my Mawla keeps me. If only we can learn this lesson, our lives will become very, very comfortable, because comfort has got everything to do with the heart. I'm not talking about outward condition. There will be still pain. If the poverty is there, the person is struggling now, he must catch a bus, or he must walk, or he must... There's a lot of other suffering he has to go through. But inside his heart, he will always be joyous and happy that it is my Allah who has decided that this is the best for me. Who knows, if I was given plenty of wealth, I don't know which cinema and disco and theater and gambling den and which other haram places I could have gone to. So Allah Ta'ala did not give it to me because He knows my weakness. So now the person is happy, even in the poverty is happy. And if the person has given plentiful, now he's making a lot of shukr. He says, Ya Allah, your ihsan upon me that you gave me comfort, you gave me good home, good car, good children, everything. Because if I didn't have that, I might have even lost my iman. If I didn't have that, I could have lost my iman. I could have gone for the miserable coins given by people of other faith, and even lost my deen. So it's your ihsan upon me. One person, his wife was ugly, and he was very handsome, Mullah Nasiruddin. So he used to tell his wife, he said, you Jannati, and I'm also Jannati. Told his wife, who was ugly and he was handsome, he said, you are Jannati also, and I'm also Jannati. I will get Jannat, and you too will get Jannat. She said, why? He said, because when you look at me, you make shukr. And when I look at you, I make sabr. So you'll get Jannat for your shukr, and I'll get Jannat for my sabr. Hum dono Jannati. Musalman har hal mein khush. Har hal mein khush. Har hal mein kamyab, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself said. Okay, when Namath reaches, he may make shukr, and when some difficulty reaches, he makes sabr. Look at the life that Allah Ta'ala wants to give to us. Then why should we unnecessarily go into depression? Everybody is complaining of depression, depression. What is this depression all about? Our depression should be if we are committing sins. If we are displeasing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if we are disobeying Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we should get depressed. Then we should go without lunch, breakfast and supper 2-3 days and then see. The nafs and shaitan will all disappear. We are feeding the nafs all the time. We are feeding the nafs, fulfilling the desire of the nafs. Good breakfast, good lunch, good supper. So tight our stomachs become that we have to loosen our belts. People eat and then they say, go weigh less. So I must eat so much that you have to go to weigh less. So we eat, no problem. But then when the nafs becomes inflated, blown, now the takazas of sins, the person who has got weakness in his body, what is he going to do? The person who is on a hospital bed with all the tubes and everything on his body, ask him at that time, that what do you want? Good health, or do you want that illicit beloved of yours? Or do you want to watch that movie? Or do you want to listen to that haram music which you are addicted to? You have an option and a choice. Either Allah Ta'ala gives you good health, or you can have all those things. What will he say at that time? So to hell with that mashuka, to hell with that music, to hell with that TV and movie, I want good health. So at that time, why the person says, I want good health? If a person is watching the evil and the haram on the internet or the TV, And then burglars come into the home, may Allah Ta'ala protect everybody. And they point gun at his head and say, now, what do you want? You want your life or you want that movie? Will that person say, no, I'm addicted, let me first finish watching till the end. After that you can do what you want. They'll start screaming. Hamim la yun sarun. There the person will start reading straight away. So make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Make sabr. It will get us to Allah Ta'ala. It will elevate us. It will pick us up from the ground. It will take us from the farsh. And it will bring us to the arsh. What do we know what Allah Ta'ala gives in sabr and shukr? Jirit.
Aisi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, aisi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna, aisi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Aisi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, aisi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna, aisi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zisht ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zisht ka sahara.
When it comes to sabr, then we should not only think we make sabr over musibat. Musibat, sabr is in its place. But together with that is sabr on ta'at. Allah Ta'ala has said, must make fajr namaz, or make 5 times salat, must give zakat, must go for hajj, must fast in Ramadan. All these things which are farz, wajib, whatever ta'at they are. So the person makes sabr. His heart desires or not. But he says, it's the hukam of my Allah Ta'ala, so therefore I'm going to fulfill it. So that is sabr on ta'at. And then sabr on il-masiyah, that wherever there is a taqaza of sin, we keep using this word taqaza meaning demand. So whenever there is a demand to sin, so the person makes sabr. No matter how much his heart desires to sin, but he says, my Allah is watching. My Allah is knowing. My Allah is listening. He is the one who has blessed me with whatever I have. And when I'm going to sin, what am I going to use to sin? When the person's taqaza of sin comes, then at that time, what is he going to use to sin? He's going to use his eyes to sin. He's going to use his ears to sin. He's going to use the tongue to sin. He's going to use his body to sin. So in whose control is that body? And who is it that has blessed him with all those bounties and ni'mats? Now imagine, the person who has given us those ni'mats, openly we rebel and we say that we don't care one bit. That is what we are trying to say. We are going to use the same thing for your disobedience. The father buys the son a beautiful pair of shoes, gives him a beautiful pair of shoes, and the person says, now it's got a very nice point, this shoe, so I'm going to kick you with the same shoe. What do we think of that person? Or a person gave his wife a mink shawl, So he uses that shawl to wash the toilet. What would we think of that? So the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Father buys a car for the son. Now when he says that I'm sick, go to the chemist and bring some medication. He says, who's going to bring medication for you? I'm going to the cinema. So Allah ta'ala is giving us the ni'mats. We're going to use the same ni'mats for his disobedience. So when the taqaza and demand come for sins, the person restrains himself. That is where he's going to build up that halawat of iman, the sweetness of iman. That is where it's going to come when he's going to restrain himself. Noor will keep coming into the hearts. The more the person is restraining, the more noor is coming into the heart. It's like pumping noor into the heart. Try it out. Go on a 40-day diet. I keep saying that. Go on a 40-day diet from all sins and try it out. How long are we going to listen? Try it out. Just for 40 days, go on a diet from sins. I'm not saying read so much wazifas, don't do or do this, do that. Make your farz namaz, your witr, your sunnat. Stay away from sins, fulfill the rites of all, make sincere tawbah from all sins and try it out. Just within a few days, see what difference it makes. Within a few days. Diet from sins. We read of a lot of diets, different kinds of diets. Billions of dollars are made on books or written on diets. When will we ask about the diet from sins? Go on a diet from sins and then see. It's like pumping noor into the heart, like how tires, if they've gone flat, now you put pressure inside, slowly the tire starts coming up. And if all the tires come up, then the person can drive fast. If it's gone flat, the car can't move, it can be a $1 billion car. But if all the tires are flat, what are you going to do? You'll need a push. Even that pushing is going to damage the rims. Even the pushing is not going to help very much because it's flat. Now you put pressure inside, let it carry on. When it fills up now, after that the person drives at a speed. So when the noor is going to fill up in this heart, when we're going to keep filling by restraining ourselves from haram, fulfilling the order of Allah, no matter what kind of taqaza the nafs is making, then see how that car moves, that spiritual car. This car can only travel on this road, and the spiritual car, we don't know where it's going to take us. Where is going to take us that spiritual car when the tires are inflated properly? From the farsh to the arsh. And within seconds it takes. Speediest travel. Everybody is saying get connected. That is what the Allah Wallahs are saying to get. They're telling us get connected. The other day I was at one of my family members' place and he sells cards. Telecom card, this card, that card for connection. So there I mentioned the same thing to him. I said, MashaAllah, you two saying get connected, we two saying get connected. Wow. But the difference is this, that yours, you say you ran out of time. Airtime. Person ran out of airtime. And in the connection we are talking about, there's no running out of airtime. Any part of the night and day you get connected. Then again the difference is this, that in your connection there's a lot of money that has to be spent. If you don't have the money to buy those cards, you cannot get connected. And in the connection we are talking about, you, there is no money at all required. Any part of the night and day. Also in your connection you will say that no signal. No signal. MTN doesn't have a signal here. Vodacom doesn't have a signal there. So can't get connected. And the connection we are talking about, there's no such thing as no signal. Every minute there's a signal. And so many other differences I mentioned. So wallah brothers, I'm telling you, I can take qasam and tell you. I'm not of that caliber. But on the strength of those Akabirin who have gone through and what they have told us, I can take qasam and tell you that just try it out. 40 days, restrain yourself from haram and then see the connection that you get. It is as if you are taking off. You have to bring yourself onto the ground. But you won't become an abnormal person, don't worry. And neither will you disappear from the surface of the earth. You will remain on the ground connected. I announced we'll have a 45-minute program. So I think we've got about 5 minutes left. That kalam is a long, lengthy kalam. Inshallah, we'll come again to it. But how every time I explain it, there's a different explanation. Allah Ta'ala's fazal, Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. Otherwise, people heard it on Saturday. Now they would have said, no, the same thing. Allah Ta'ala's fazal, that He takes it and makes it. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ihsan is great. So He says, Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. Just as how many people tell us that their life desire, if somebody asks them that what is your real desire, what is it that you don't want to die without having seen, then they say that film actress, that film actor. How many times they mention that? My desire is that I must be photographed with so and so. I must meet so and so. That's the kind of desires they have. The Allahwalas also, they have a desire. And they say, Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. Oh my Allah, the hasil of my life, essence of my life, the reason for my survival, the reason for my living. Why am I living? Who is my support in my life? Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. Tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. To live amongst your ushaq. They also have a desire. Ya Allah, we want to live in this world for no other reason but that we want to be amongst those who are your lovers. For if we are going to be amongst the lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then when the rahmat will descend on those lovers of Allah ta'ala, then we, like Tufailis, they say, the person who just goes away somewhere without invitation, we call him Tufaili. So like that, we too will get blessed. That person wasn't invited, but he eats there. One person ran to one, panting and breathing heavy and running and coming, and he came to the door. They said, are you invited? He said, no, there's an envelope for the host, one of his very sincere friends and very dear friends has sent this letter for him. So I said, all right, give me the envelope, we'll deliver it. He said, no, I have to give it to him personally. So he said, all right, then come in. So when he went inside, he gave the envelope to the host. So surely the host is going to then say, well, sit down, also join in the meal. So he put the envelope in his pocket, this person sat, he ate. Afterwards, when he opened the envelope, he said, there's nothing inside, no letter. So he said, there's no letter inside. No, he said, he was too busy to write the letter. He was too busy to write the letter. So that's why he just gave me the envelope. But he ate properly. So like that, in the company of the ushaq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when they are eating, then although we don't deserve, but Allah ta'ala will give to us too. Allah ta'ala will give to us too. And I mentioned one thing that night, and I will conclude on that, that just on the thought of some wali of Allah Ta'ala, noor comes in the heart. Just thinking of some wali of Allah Ta'ala. And where the wali, if you have to talk about that wali of Allah Ta'ala, talk about a sahabi of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, talk about a nabi of Allah Ta'ala, so then rahmat descends, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descends. But what if the person is living amongst those walis? How much of rahmat must be descending there? So he says, my desire is nothing but to live amongst your ushaq and to die amongst them. Because if you die amongst them, then they will get forgiven, we too will get forgiven. Why do we keep saying, Ya Allah, bless us with death in Madinah Tayyibah? Because that graveyard of Madinah Tayyibah, thousands of sahabas there, thousands of awliya there, and each and every one that is buried there, he has got hope that he will get the shafaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has promised shafaat for those that are going to be buried there. And when he is going to rise, Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, after me it will be Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that will rise. They will be on my right hand side. And in the company of 70,000 angels, we will proceed towards Jannatul Baqi. 70,000 angels with Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam going towards Jannatul Baqi. And then the people of Jannatul Baqi will rise. Then they will go to Jannatul Mala and Makkah Mukarramah. Allah Ta'ala bless us all with death and burial in Madina Tayyibah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Sattar al-Uyuh, Ghaffar al-Zunub, Khuda. Hum sab gunegar hai, siyakar hai, patkar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah. O my most forgiving Allah, O my most compassionate, loving Allah, O my most caring Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. How much of your ni'mats you have given to us. Day and night you are showering your bounties upon us. Hey Allah, din raat teri ni'maton se tu hume mala mal kar raha. We have been so ungrateful, O my beloved Allah, so unappreciative. We have not shown gratitude for the ni'mats and your bounties that you have blessed us with. But O my Allah, we are ashamed that we used your bounties for your disobedience, your bounties for sinning against you, your bounties for rebelling against you. Ya Allah, hum is par nadim hai, sharminda hai. We are ashamed. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive us, our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with the best of ni'mats of both worlds. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, don't seize us on account of our sins. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. O my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, prostitute quarters, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, or watching some filthy film or movie. At the time of our death, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. So that we get the shafaat and intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all the du'as of goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.